covered with cloud.
The what?
The trenches was covered with cloud.
The second cutting, or say grass or clover, you know, if you cut one cutting during the spring,
second growth.
Okay. What would you call the kind of old dry dead grass that you have left over in the spring, say from last year's
hay?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay, would you ever call that crop residue? Is that just left over from the year before?
What?
Would you ever call it crop residue?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you call the, say, the crop that hasn't been planted, that kind of came up by itself?
Volunteer.
Okay. Did you ever have a lot of that on your farm?
Volunteer grass, you know, I might see volunteer stuff cone or something like that every once in a while. Uh-huh. Yeah, a little bit. Maybe even volunteer. There'd be something volunteer. See, you know, a little of it.
Uh-huh.
I've seen colonies, cotton volunteer.
Oh, really? Just come by itself? Okay.
Cotton go to seed and nobody gathers it and go to seed. Seed grub in the ground already.
Uh-huh.
Corn, every once in a season. Seed a little bit every once in a while.
Yeah. Okay. What is it that wheat is tied up into? You know, out in the
Johnson grass?
Uh-huh. Well, what is it tied up into? You know, like if when you
hidden.
Pardon me?
Was weed tied up into?
No, wheat. Say weed or straw or something. You tie it up into a thing.
What, a hay bundle?
Yeah. Do you ever have a lot of bundles after you know, when you cut the crop down?
Yeah, we've tied them up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are the bundles piled into?
Shelves.
Okay, sure. Did you know, we were talking about bread and stuff the other day. Have you ever taken, say, batter, like in the morning, make something out of that?